Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner, and we're back with Starless, which everybody on MGTOW.TV and BitChute seem to love. So let's go ahead and get right into it. And what better way than to do... Blech. And let's get right into it on a good note. How about that? And what better way to do that than to use her body? Oh, her body? Look, I didn't write the script. I didn't edit the script. Heh. She points to Mikiko's stomach and chuckles. The situation I feared turns out to be a reality. What the color drains from Meteorite's face as she realizes with certainty what's about to happen. Marika picks up the pot and pours the contents into the glass container, filling it with brown liquid. You're not gonna make us eat that, are you? Meteorite shouts, unable to restrain herself. Duh? Have you even been paying attention? We're gonna warm it up inside her ass, and then when it's done, she'll squeeze out some nice delicious curry for you. She just had an enema, so it shouldn't be that dirty in there, if that makes you feel better. I don't care how clean it is. The very idea of eating something that came from someone's ass is sickening. Well, she's as big a poop factory as you are. If some poop does get into the curry, just think of it as a special ingredient. Oh, why not, right? Who knows, by some miracle, it might even taste good. Ha 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 ha, yeah. She throws in one last taunt and has a good cackle. I'd like to know what chemical reaction could possibly occur in someone's ass that would make poop improve the flavor of food. They're looking pretty hungry, Marika. Better hurry up. Ready? Here it comes. Okay. Mikiko tenses up nervously and braces herself at the oncoming liquid. When Marika opens the valve on the container, the curry inside immediately starts pouring into her anus through the tube. It burns, she says. Of course it does. Her face twists in pain as the liquid floods her bowels. Being stuffed with some foreign liquid is bad enough, but when that liquid is something hot and spicy like curry, I can only imagine how painful it must be. Oh my god. Yeah. That's like taking a reverse Taco Bell shit, folks. Oh my god, that's gonna burn your ass like unbelievable. It hurts. She grits her teeth and moans as the scorching liquid courses inside her. It doesn't take long before half the curry is already inside, causing her stomach to plump out ever so slightly. Her skin is flushed and her bent legs start to wobble. Marisa laughs so hard she has to hold her stomach. Wahaha, I've never seen someone eat curry with their ass before. I'm dying here. Ow, it's like poop is coming back into me. Blahaha, some people have to eat that, you know. Are you sure you want to give them that image? Poop curry. Oh man, I can't wait to see the look on their faces when they eat it. That woman is the devil. She holds her stomach laughing while she looks over at me, then starts laughing even harder. By now, most of the curry is inside, and her stomach starts blowing up like a balloon. Oh, my stomach is full. She belches as the curry makes its way into her intestines through the opposite way it's meant to. The last bit of curry left in the container drains a lot slower because of her already full stomach. The last bit finally travels inside her, leaving the machine empty.
Oh,
Ah, it's all in. She barely manages to squeak out words through her painful breasts. I'm gonna pull this out now, but don't spill any yet. Mikiko nods and Marika pulls the tube out of her anus. A jolt runs from her head down to her toes as the tube is yanked out of her. She immediately clenches her teeth and tightens her sphincter to prevent the curry from escaping. Good, just stay like that for a bit. Finished, mother. Good work. I can't take it. Please hurry up and let me push it out. Yeah, it's even been 10 seconds. You're already giving up? But I can't hold it. She's covered in the sweat and can't stop shaking. She may be used to regular enemas, but apparently curry is a different story. I suppose we have no choice but to proceed. Marisa, get the plate. Alright, fine. Obviously annoyed, Marisa does as she's told and grabs the plate. Hurry, please, I need the plate, I can't hold it. She reaches out with both hands in desperate need. She's shaking so bad that she did get the plate, I think she just ended up dropping it. Yeah, here you go. Okay. Marisa clicks her tongue and hands the plate over with extreme reluctance. Make sure you don't drop it. Mikiko takes the plate with unsteady hands and struggles to keep it balanced. Thank you. The plate is a lot bigger than I was expecting. I don't think I can eat that big of a plateful. Especially not when we're talking about Mikiko's special made curry. I'm not even sure I can eat a single bite. I bet that goes double for Mitarai. I'm not very hungry, so you don't have to use that much. I meekly offer a suggestion. Don't be so modest. We have plenty enough here if you want seconds. Are you saying you can't accept our generosity? You better not leave any behind or else. Seconds? I'm not even sure I'll be able to get a single bite down. I'm gonna add some rice to the curry. How much do you want? Or I'll take a small helping. A large helping it is, then. You little. I said a large helping instead. She'd probably supersize it. She scoops out some rice from the rice cooker and plops it down on the plate. We want the poop curry to be the main dish, so that should do it for the rice. It's more than enough, actually. I don't think the rice is necessary at all, to be honest, but if it means less curry, I'm all for it. Okay, Mikiko, pour on the curry. Okay. Alright, so this is probably gonna be... I mean, even though it's food? I don't know, is this kind of scat? I mean, there's some poop? Like, I don't know. I'm just gonna go ahead and save you from seeing this. So we'll just go to save, and I'll be back with the rest of it. Alright, that was by far one of the most disgusting things I've ever read in any visual novel. I'm not even going to describe how bad that got. It was... curry with scat and semen, and it also had... pee as a to drink. Oh, God. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. One of the most grotesque. I was almost about to throw up. I had to be really careful in my stomach. So, yeah, that was not something I wanted to read tonight. Once it's all over, everyone else leaves, and the only people left in the room are me, the mistress, and Marisa. I wanted to get out of there faster, but I wasn't feeling very well because of what I just ate. When I do finally manage to get to my feet in order to leave, Marisa stops with a single sentence. Make sure you clean the room before you leave. Oh, but Makoto already cleaned it. What? You call that clean? I want this room to be absolutely spotless. You should be used to it by now since you cleaned up yesterday, too. Ugh. Struder Makoto did a pretty rough job since he was only getting the place clean enough for immediate use. That doesn't mean you should push the rest onto me. I can barely move. Why not have someone like Sachi instead? She didn't have to go through that much today in comparison. Well, I doubt Sachi would actually do it, but yeah. It's in your hands, Sawatari. We'll be taking our leave now. They leave me behind in the room all by myself. Why me? I grumble to myself and go back to the hall to get supplies. Makoto took care of the basic cleaning, so it shouldn't take as long as usual, at least. The quicker I finish, the more time I'll have to rest. Finally, I put the cleaning supplies away and take a deep breath. Now I can get back to my room and get some rest. I take a look at the clock in the entrance hall and see that it's almost time for supper, or not. Yet another day where my afternoon free time went completely down the drain. The depressing shock hits home and I'm overcome by the sudden sense of fatigue. After what I just went through, I'm in no mood to eat. I can still taste that crap in my mouth and it completely kills my appetite. Come to think of it, I wonder what's up with Mitarai. I haven't seen her since then. I doubt she's in the mood to eat dinner either. At any rate, I won't accomplish anything standing around here. I decide to head to the dining room. I walk in and notice everyone else already present except for Mitarai. Looks like I was right in my assumption. Oh, hello, Sawatari. We were just about to start dinner. The mistress welcomes me with a smile. Yeah, have a seat. We have a wonderful feast for you today. I look at the table and see a steaming pot of curry. Mikiko made too much curry this morning, so she decided to improvise and make it into a seafood curry for dinner. What do you think? Doesn't it look just as delicious as the curry you had earlier? Just the smell of it reminds me of what happened in the lesson room. I almost throw up. If she made too much, that means it comes from the same curry and they just replaced the poop with seafood. With that thought in mind, I can't bring myself to eat it. I'm sorry, but I'm not feeling too well today. Can I skip dinner? I ask, cupping my mouth to stop myself from vomiting. Oh, you too? Mitarai said the same thing and then left as soon as she came in. Yeah, curry isn't really something we want to see right now. Sorry. It's so delicious too, what a shame. If you'll excuse me then, I bow and make a quick exit from the dining room. I'm not going to be eating curry again for a long time. I go all the way to the entrance hall to get away from the smell of curry. Now, this is a lot about curry. I've actually had curry. I went to an Indian place that they have in the capital, and I tried a lot of the different curries. Now, my curry was poop-free, thankfully. But, yeah, curry's good stuff. It will definitely burn your ass, though. You eat a hot curry, you're gonna know it. Like, it's just how it is, folks. But yeah, I recommend curry and rice. It's good. Not the way in this game, but it's definitely good. If you haven't tried curry, try some curry. I go all the way to the entrance hall to get away from the smell of curry. It sucks that I won't get to eat today, but I don't think I can force myself to anyway without an appetite. I decide to use my extra time from skipping dinner to relax and have a bath. Everyone else is busy eating, so I won't have to worry about anyone interrupting me. I go back to my room to grab a change of clothes. Phew! I soak in the hot water and wash away the sweat and fatigue of the day. I've never taken a bath here this early before. It's new and refreshing. It's a new and refreshing experience. This is a life. If only for a short time, I can relax and forget about anything else. Or everything else, rather. I'm happy that I'll be getting out of this hell soon, but I'd be lying if I said I won't miss this bathtub. Granted, I don't know if you can call 5 days soon. In any case, looking forward to the day I leave is the only thing that keeps me going. Mitarai's doing pretty okay for herself, too. At this rate, she should be able to make it through to the end with me. Maybe when we leave this place, we can do it together. Actually, she came a day after me. She came a day after me, didn't she? She'll be leaving a day after me, then. I guess I can ask the mistress to extend my stay by another day. Various thoughts run through my head as I relax inside the tub. It feels so comfortable that I have to fight the urge to fall asleep. After soaking for a while in the relaxing bath, I step out. Finally, some rest. After coming back to my room after my bath, I head straight for bed. I'm exhausted. Today was another awful day. The kind of day where you just want to go to sleep and forget about it. Fortunately, falling asleep shouldn't be a problem with how tired I am. I set the alarm and turn the lights off before closing my eyes. Good night! I fall into a deep sleep almost as soon as my head hits the pillow. Click. I fish around with my hand and shut the alarm up. I want to just lie down and go back to sleep more than anything, but I force myself out of bed. I yawn and stretch. I check the clock to make sure I woke up on time. It's 6 o'clock, as usual. All that sleep did wonders for my fatigue, but I'm still feeling a bit under the weather because of what I ate yesterday. I stretch one more time before heading over to the sink. I brush my teeth, wash my face real quick, and get changed. Just 5 more days, let's do this. I get up my energy and leave the room to face another day. I go out into the hall and see Mirai just now coming out of her own room. Good morning. Oh, good morning, Sawatari. She looks more down in the dumps than usual. She must be reeling from yesterday's punishment, too. You feeling okay? I heard you didn't eat your dinner yesterday. Yeah, but I felt better after getting some sleep. She responds with a weak smile. Well, if you say so. I actually did the same thing. That's not exactly the kind of dinner I wanted to see. I give a wry smile. Let's just put it behind us and get this day over with. Yeah. We nod and walk down the hall. We climb down the stairs and then go our own separate ways. Okay, I've got to go tend to Cerberus. Yeah, see you later. I head to the basement to take care of my own business. I go down the stairs and head over to the boiler. I get it started up with the usual process. There we go. All the meters read normal and everything is in order. And now I have to deal with Marisa. I sigh and leave the basement for Marisa's room. I stop in front of her room to take a breath before knocking. Yes, come in, she answers with her usual grumpy tone. Excuse me. She's waiting for me in her underwear. Good morning, Lady Marisa. I don't need that bullcrap, just get to work. She folds her arms in a domineering fashion. I walk up and kneel before her. Pardon me, I get started with her bra. All done. I finish getting her dressed and step away. You can get the hell out now. She drives me out as usual. Goodbye. I bow and leave. Time to go wash my mouth out with some breakfast. I didn't eat dinner yesterday, so I'm starving. When I come back to the entrance hall, Mirai is on her way back in from feeding Cerberus. Hey, welcome back. Thanks. I'm about to go catch breakfast. What about you? I'll go with you. I didn't eat anything yesterday, so I'm a bit famished. Same here. I respond to her shy confession with a smile. Let's go. We leave together for the dining room. As soon as we walk in, we are taken aback by what Kyochi and Mikiko are doing. They're already in the middle of their usual morning custom with Kyochi busy suckling the milk out of her tits. Or sucking, right, Bugo. Mikiko strokes Kyochi's penis and moans sweetly as he sucks on her nipples. Mirai and I just stand in place and stare blankly at what's happening. Mikiko eventually notices us and directs our attention to us. Good morning, Sawatari. Mirai. We're not sure how to respond to someone greeting us while they're jacking someone off. I'm sorry. I'll be done shortly. If you can wait until then, I'll have your breakfast ready. No, that's okay. I'll do it. Mirai turns down her offer and rushes into the kitchen to get away from the ghastly spectacle. Yeah, don't worry about us. You just enjoy yourself. Thank you. Oh. And the mistress wanted me to tell you that there would be no milking today. What? Why? She's constipated and holed up in the bathroom again. I see. I give a short little prayer to the god of constipation and take my seat. Looks like I'll be able to have a nice, relaxing breakfast today. I decide not to let their little show bother me. Hell, I'm so used to it by now, and I have no trouble eating sausage, even with Kyochi's penis right in front of me. After it goes on for a while, Kyochi starts moaning and his lower body quivers. You can come whenever you want. Not more than a few seconds after she whispers to him, his hips jump. Ugh! It's followed up by cum shooting from the tip of his penis. Oh, it's so warm. Mmm. Semen as thick as condensed milk explodes out of his penis with each thrust of his hip. It shoots through the air and lands on Mikiko's chest. Phew, phew. He finishes covering Mikiko's breast in his semen. What do you want to do? Should I keep going for one more? Instead of answering, Kyochi starts sucking hard on her nipples again. Mmm. Very well. Mikiko nods and keeps stroking its cock. I watch them go at it to kill some time as I wait for breakfast. Before long, Mirai comes in with the plates. She sets the table and we get started on breakfast while Kyochi has seconds. See you around noon. Yeah, later. After finishing breakfast, we actually leave the dining room together for once. Granted, we end up going our separate ways soon after to get our work done. Now on to the basement. I make my way to the garage to take care of Marcus' delicious cars. I descend the stairs and head over to the garage door. Once there, I punch the code into the electronic panel. The door unlocks with a satisfying click. I open the unlocked door and walk in. I flip the light switch and take in the lovely sight of cars. Time to get to work! I tend to the cars with excitement. I take out the items I need from the locker and head towards the cars. I finished only two of the cars. There's still five more to wax. I gotta hurry my pace if I want to finish them before I leave here. Thinking this, I get to work quickly. Starting on the third car, I've finally gotten somewhat used to this. Well, that about does it. I take a step back and look at the Bugatti I just finished polishing to perfection. I want to start up the engine and hear that quad turbo V12 purr, but Marika didn't give me the keys for that, so I have to do without. She did give me the door keys, though, which I took full advantage of by sitting in the driver's seat getting a feel for the steering wheel. I should probably get going. It's almost time for the lesson. After all that, I was barely able to get a single car done. But, well, these are very valuable cars, so I have to be careful with them. I can't just rush it. I put the tools back in order and get ready to leave. Well, see you guys later. I bid farewell to the cars in the garage before turning out the lights and leaving. I make sure the garage door is shut and locked before leaving the basement. I come to the entrance hall where I find Mirai there waiting. Hey, welcome back! Thanks, I answer with a smile. Well, this is it, the last one. If we're to believe the mistress, this should be the last day of lessons. Yeah, feels like I've been doing this forever. Yeah, it's only been about a week, but it feels much longer than that. We've been through a lot of crazy shit, but it all ends today. Let's go. Yeah. Our steps are lighter than usual as we climb the stairs to the lesson room. When we go inside, the usual two are already waiting. Hello there, come on in. Well now, you two seem to be in a good mood. Did something nice happen to you lately? That goes without saying. Anyone would be delighted to know this is the last time they'll have to put up with this crap. I bet they're getting all lazy on us since this is the last day. Well, that's a problem. I'll need them to give it all they have today. We're going to be holding a final test to see if you picked up everything we taught you. If you don't produce satisfying results, we're going to have to extend your lessons. That's definitely a problem. Mitter and I both immediately start taking things more seriously after hearing that. I don't know what they're going to have us do, but I'll do anything to convince her that we're ready. An extension is the last thing we need. God knows we can't take much more of this crap. I'll give it all I've got. I'll try my best. Well, that's good to hear. I knew I was right about you two. Who knows? They could just be all talk. I look forward to seeing what you can do. Try not to let me down. Yes, ma'am. Now hurry up and get ready. Marissa urges us along as we head over to the side of the room to get undressed in preparation for our final lesson. The others file into the room in the meantime to get undressed as well. Everyone's ready? Okay. It's time to start the final lesson. Let's give it all our best and go out with a bang. We'll be focusing on Sawatari and Mitarai, of course, but I want everyone else to take this seriously, too. Everyone in the room nods in response. Good. Then let us start the final lesson. In order to test what you've learned, you will pair up and have sex. Of course, this isn't just any sex. You'll be competing with another pair to see who is better. So it's basically like some sort of sex duel? Sounds simple enough, I guess, but how are they going to decide who wins? As for your opponent, let's see. She looks over at Mikiko and Makoto like she already had this figured out beforehand. How about Mikiko and Makoto? Mikiko's shoulders jump up in surprise. With my son? That's right. But this is actual sex and he's my son. Mikiko fidgets and looks down at the floor. Despite all they've been through, it's pretty obvious they've been trying to avoid having straight-out sex with each other. Even the mistress seems mindful of this, and has never ordered them to do it, so you can imagine Mikiko's surprise at the sudden turn of events. Mikiko is caught off guard as well, and blushes embarrassingly. It doesn't have to be the pussy. You can have anal sex instead if you want. That would be preferable, even. You have so much more experience that they wouldn't stand a chance against you otherwise. You'll need some form of handicap to make it even. Of course, if you want to use your pussy, I won't stop you. She gives them a naughty grin. No, that's okay. Anal will be fine, please. Mikiko begrudgingly accepts the part. Okay then, I appreciate it. What do you guys think? I believe I chose some worthy opponents for you. More like two worthy. Both of them have us considerably beat when it comes to experience. This isn't going to be easy. Granted, I suppose we might have a chance if they're handicapped into anal. Even then, between how good Mikiko's ass feels and the monstrous size of Makoto's penis, we're at a clear disadvantage. We're going to have to count on what we learned and our compatibility with each other to get us through this bleak situation. The rules are simple. The pair that comes the most semen by the end of the time limit wins. So in order to win, I have to come more than Makoto? This dude's balls are like a bottomless fountain of semen. How the hell do I compete against that? Do you two understand the rules? Yes, I think I got it. Yes. The rules are too stupid to even call it a test, but I'm used to that by now. Make use of what you learned in your lessons. Sawatari would try to come as much as possible, while Mitarai would try to drain him if as much come as possible. Now let's get this show started. She gives the usual signal of clapping her hands. You can do it, Sawatari. Marcus shouts some words of encouragement before we start. Oh please, aren't you cheering for the wrong team? If these clowns embarrass themselves and lose, we can keep using them to kill time every afternoon. But the party is tomorrow. If they're not ready by then, we'll end up disappointing our guests. Isn't that right, Mother? That's right. We'll need them to pull their weight at the party, too. And I was also thinking that it's about time we replace the old merchandise. The mistress's mysterious comment, oh no. The mistress's mysterious comment changes Marius's grumpy frown to a nasty smile. Now that we have some new fresh goods, it's time to pass the torch. I see what you mean. In that case, I suppose I can root for them too. Marius abruptly changes her mind and sides with Marika and her mother. I have no idea what they're talking about, but I know they're planning something and it can't be good. Whatever it is, it doesn't change what I have to do. I'm backing you guys now, so you better not lose. I don't need anyone else to tell me that. I have no intention of losing. Regardless of what they're up to, there's no way I'm going back to those awful lessons. Everyone else seems ready. Let's get started. It's showtime! Let's have the four participants proceed to the center of the room. Stop dawdling and get moving. Mitter and I nervously follow Mikiko and her son to the center of the room, and thus begins our final test. Mitterai and Mikiko lie down on all fours over the sheets laid out on the floor and present their plump asses towards us. Mitterai is obviously tense about taking the final exam. I'm no different, of course. Knowing this is the last time has me nervous and my pulse is beating faster than usual. Makoto seems to be pretty nervous too about having sex with his mother. Stop being so stiff, you guys. Well, except for your cocks. We need those stiff. So yeah, hurry up and get hard so we can move things along already. She gets angry when she sees we're still flaccid. Screaming at us is only going to put us under more pressure. It's not going to help. I know, he must be nervous since it's the big final test. Sorry. Oh well, he'll probably get hard as soon as he sees the pussy anyway. He's like a monkey in heat. Okay, you two, take off your panties and show them your dirty pussies. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They answer in unison and slide their panties off. Makoto is the first to reveal her bare ass to her son. Not wanting to be left behind, Mitterai follows after her and takes her panties down, too. Our penises twitch at the sight before us. We just need one more push. Try talking dirty to get them hard. Mikiko, you go first and set an example. Very well. Mikiko sticks her fleshy ass out towards Makoto and begs. I'm not reading that. Makoto's cock reacts strongly as his mother struggles with shyness to talk dirty to him while showing off her pussy. The skin on the head of his gigantic penis peels back, revealing the shiny red tip as it rises from slumber. Okay, Four Eyes, your turn. Okay. Mitterai copies Mikiko and sticks her ass towards me. She says, Sasawatari, get hard by looking at my pussy. Oh! Her dirty words make the blood gather in my crotch. My penis starts to get hard, but Marius is unsatisfied with how long it's taking. Wow, that was lame and generic. You need something with more impact than that if you want to get a man hard. Try again. Yes, okay. Mitterai tries to think of something else to say in order to appease Marius's anger. Okay, she says, look at my smelly pussy, my dirty asshole, look at it. Is that enough to make your pathetic little skin-covered cock hard yet? Wow. Ugh. It's hard to believe those words are coming out of someone so prim and proper. My cock jumps up almost immediately from arousal. Both Makoto and I stand there, breathing heavily from excitement with our cocks as hard as a rock. Makoto, wow. I can't believe Sawatari got so hard from what I just said. The women blush with embarrassment when they see our cocks. Okay, gentlemen, now that your cocks are ready, get on over to your partners. Marisa smirks and gives our asses a little smack. Makoto immediately... Makoto pants heavily as he rubs his huge cock up and down along her slit. I think I'm gonna coom. Makoto goes at it with such intensity that he's ready to blow his load before the test even starts. Makoto, cut that out. You know your cock can't handle that. You'll come in no time. No coming yet, okay? Wait for when we're actually having sex. Makoto manages to hold himself in check. If you come now, it's not gonna count, just so you know. No false starts. Alright, Sawatari, get in place on top of your woman, too. Okay, I grabs my twitching penis and bring myself over to over Midorai. Sorry. She moans in embarrassment as I grab her hips like a dog. She jerks as my erect penis brushes against her privates. Wow, look at these guys sticking their stinky assholes at us. And they all have boners too, I feel embarrassed just watching them. It's an embarrassing situation, alright, but Makoto and I are too turned on to care. Especially Makoto, he doesn't even care to his own... Well, yeah, that's crazy. He's starving for action. I can't take it anymore. I want to put it in. I'm gonna put it in now. That's so disgusting. He's so horny that he's gone completely out of his mind. He's seconds away from sticking his penis inside her pussy. Ugh. Mikiko immediately tries to stop him. Here, you can use this hole instead. Please let that be enough for you. Oh my god. Looks like they're about to jump the gun. Better start moving things along, Marisa. Alright, you can stick those cocks inside now. You have 10 minutes. The team that produces the most cum in that time is the winner. Work together with your partner to produce as much semen as you can. Now start! Marisa clicks the button on the pocket watch she's holding. Makoto immediately jumps into action and searches around for Mikiko's anus with his penis. I don't care. Once he manages to his penis position in front of her anus, he pushes forward. Makoto's huge cock forces it through, waves through a tiny asshole, and, oh my god, since birth, oh that's disgusting. I don't know how much of this I can take. Makoto screams in pleasure while Mikiko is taken aback over how... No. Sawatari, we should get started too. Her voice brings me back to my senses. She's right, we can't afford to fall behind them. And after hearing those two go at it, I'm already raring to go. I line my member up with her slit and push it inside. She moans as her hole strangles my cock like a vice. I'm so tight that I feel like I'm gonna come just from sticking it in. My head goes blank from the pure pleasure of being inside her. I was overwhelmed at first by how turned on Makoto was, but I start to get some confidence back now that I'm reminded of just how magnificent Mitarai feels. We still have a chance to win this. I plow into her as hard as I can to match Makoto's aggressive pace and focus purely on trying to come as much as possible. Oh, you're being so rough. You're gonna break your mother. Oh, Jesus, I said it. But yeah, that's ridiculous. Makoto goes at it as hard as he can right out of the gate. Clearly has no intention of holding anything back. He's fucking her like an animal in heat. Oh, you're gonna turn my ass inside out. I try my best to keep up with them. The one who comes the most wins. I can't afford to hold anything back. Yeah, you're fucking me so hard. You're gonna make me come already. There's no time to stop and enjoy myself. We have a time limit. In order to beat Makoto, I'll have to come as fast and as much as possible. It'll be hard on Mitarai, but if we want to win this, we'll need to go at it 100% right from the start. Yes, I love him. Oh, God. No. My pussy feels so good, she says. Makoto and I thrust as hard as we can in order to achieve climax. Our cocks are nearly torn off by the intense friction against them. Soon our balls rise up and are ready to fire. I'm gonna come! Me too! We shout in tandem while thrusting our hips like possessed beasts. It's like we're competing to see who can come the fastest. I take that back. Not like. That's exactly what we're doing. I'm coming! Makoto beats me to the punch and fires. There's so much of it she can't hold it all. Most of it starts spilling back out of her. Soon after, Mitarai and I hit our own climax. Sawatari's filling me with cum. My balls worked overtime and try to make up for lost time by filling her with cum. Both Makoto and I pump more cum into our partners than they can handle, but we don't stop. We can't stop. It's overflowing! There's so much, not so hard. My ass is drowning in cum, she says. Cuh, it's like I'm being milked. Makoto and I droop over our partners in exhaustion after emptying our huge loads inside of them. Look at how much you came. That was amazing. Both of them seem to have a light orgasm of their own. Meanwhile, Marisa creeps up behind us with a black smile. Come on now, you guys don't have time to rest. That's why I'm here to give you guys a present for coming so much. She holds up one of the syringes she's carrying. Okay, things are going gonna get even crazier on this final test. They're gonna use livestock medicine. And we'll find out what happens on the next part of Starless. This will be the Grim Lord, and I am out. See you next time on Grim Sentai Corner.